You know, just like the military sent Delilah to take down Samson, don't think it ain't going to happen to you, because there's no new story. There's no new script. The scripture is your script. It's playing out every day. And so the MK Ultra mind control started in Genesis 3, and it's creating fake reality bubbles and getting people to believe a lie. And if you take and you stand on the truth, the word, and be like the Bereans, then you can overcome. But when somebody starts to play riddles and stuff like that, you know it's a Samson Delilah situation. And if they're mocking the truth, mocking you, mocking anything that's related to the Bible, then you know it's an agent. Whether it doesn't matter if it's a Wiccan, a Freemason, Jesuit, they're all the same, really, because anybody who denies the scripture, anybody who tries to tear apart the scripture, anybody who tries to tear apart the scripture and promote other books, I don't care how slick they look or how good they sound, they can say they're saved, but you notice they'll never say, I'm born again. One of the ways I catch somebody who says, I'm saved, trying to get over the threshold in the door, I'll ask her, I'll say, well, when did you get born again? And they can't really say anything because they don't even know what that means. They think you're faking. And so the hive, the 666 hive mind, the Babylonian Jezebel system wants to pull you into legalism and all kinds of stuff. And they'll use a Delilah to try to get you in. And the only reason Delilah's doing it, because she's going to benefit financially, because it's always about money. The system's the love of money is the root of all evil. And so when you wake up to the game that you're in the scripture, and there's no new story, and like Charles Stanley said, he said, no matter what you're going through, if you study the scriptures, it's already in there. You can fight it with the scriptures, you know. You can see the game. And most of the time, these people who are playing these games, they've done it before, they've done it 1,000 times, so they think they're going to get over on you. But as soon as you get in the Word, and if you need a refresher, just play it. Just play the audio over and over and over and over. And use the audio Bible, and you'll say, oh, that's the game. Just play it until you hit some part of the scripture, and it'll click, say, oh, that's their game. And you'll figure it out.